Tokyo health officials reported nearly 1,600 new cases of COVID-19 on Wednesday, breaking the record set a day earlier. On Thursday, that record was shattered as cases spiked by more than 50% overnight to nearly 2,500. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga declared a state of emergency that will last until February 7th. The order includes Tokyo and the surrounding areas of Kanagawa, Chiba, and Saitama, together covering some 37 million people. Companies are to encourage their employees to work from home, with a goal of cutting office populations by 70%. Residents are being urged to avoid non-essential outings. The size of public gatherings has been cut. Bars and restaurants are being asked to close by 8 p.m. One twist in the Japanese system is that there is not a legal means of enforcement of the conditions of the state of emergency. Compliance with the orders is strongly encouraged, but technically voluntary. So instead of punishment, the government is focusing on incentives to shift some behavior. For example, giving restaurants which shorten their hours the equivalent of up to more than $17,000 for the month. Not everything is closed. Schools will remain open, and national university exams remain on schedule for later this month. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.